Manx Radio's Update with Andy Wint.
Pastor Mike, good evening. It's 5:30. This is Update for Monday, 15th of August, 2022 from Manx Radio. 30 minutes to look at the latest news on the island. Background to that news, sport, business, Sea Watch, travel updates and the newsmakers in person tonight. A requisition meeting involved driving over an MHK's alleged U-turns. No cases here, but do we have the monkeypox jabs if we get some? Anyone on benefits will get £300 for rising energy bills. A Manx actor wants gay men to be permitted to donate blood on the island. Be honest, the thunder and lightning woke you up last night, didn't it?
Man Benham, for all your business and legal needs.
First of all, at 29 minutes ahead of 6 o'clock, the update news headlines. First to my, Simon Richardson.
First to my, Liverpool City Council will spend £200,000 to part fund a new bridge connecting Prince's Dock to the new Isle of Man ferry terminal. The Isle of Man government says this will provide a more direct link to the city centre for foot passengers than following a route along roads. The bridge will cost around £298,000. A series of evening closures on the mountain road start tonight. The entire route from Ramsey Hap into the Cregna Bar will shut between 6:15pm and 10:15pm every evening up to and including Friday. The Cregna Bar itself remains open. And residents of Garth will meet this evening to discuss decisions made by one of the area's MHKs. A requisition meeting has been called in relation to MHK Andrew Smith, who was elected to serve in September last year. It's claimed Mr. Smith performed alleged U-turns on certain policies which go against things he voiced support for on the campaign trail. And Peel Town Commissioners is holding a meeting to discuss dog access on Peel Beach in the spring and summer months. 12 members of the public have signed a petition on the issue. The requisition meeting will be held at 7:30 at the Corrin Hall. Internationally, breaking news, the UK government has accepted advice to use the world's first approved COVID vaccine, which targets both Omicron variant and the original strain. It'll be rolled out in the autumn booster programme. And Sir Keir Starmer says Labour has presented a radical solution to curb energy bills by announcing the party would freeze the price cap for 6 months if it was in power. Those are the headlines. I'll be back with more news at 6.
Man Benham. Contact us by phone, video call, email or face to face. We're happy to connect with you. Manx Radio Weather with Manx Glass and Glazing.
Goromaya, thank you, Simon, from the Ronalds Way Met Office. There's no wind warning in operation for the North Irish Sea. State of sea is slight or moderate. The three-day weather forecast. This evening, dry, partially cloudy with some evening sunshine and a freshening wind coming in from the northwest down to 13 through the night. For Jammer, Tuesday, partially cloudy with a moderate to fresh north-northwesterly. Then from the northeast, top temperature 19. It's going to be dry after dark tomorrow. Overnight minimum 12. Into Wednesday, Jacrain, dry with sunny spells on Wednesday. A moderate wind in from the northeast, highs 20 Celsius. Sunsets tonight at 10 to 9, low water 6 minutes to 9, high water overnight 2 minutes to 3 a.m. Sunrise in the morning 3 minutes before 6 in the morning, low tide at 9:30.
Visit the Manx Glass and Glazing website and see a range of products from windows to doors, mirrors to splashbacks. Manxglass.com.
Residents of Garth will meet this evening to discuss decisions made by one of the area's MHKs. The details from Tessa Hawley.
A requisition meeting has been called in relation to MHK Andrew Smith, who was elected to serve the constituency in September last year. It's claimed Mr. Smith has performed alleged U-turns on certain policies, which go against things he voiced support for on his campaign trail. They include assisted dying legislation and sewage. Roger called the man in line today to highlight the importance of the meeting.
This is a very interesting development. I've been following Manx politics for well over 20 years now, and I've never known it happen, that local voters have called a requisition meeting to get the local MHK to answer for his actions. Times are a-changing. We're living in very turbulent times. The current cost of living crisis is really important. I've never known that MHKs have considered recalling Tynwald in the summer recess. It hasn't happened, but I thought it might have happened for government to explain their response to the cost of living crisis. But that is a much bigger issue this particular one at requisition meeting tonight at Baldrine is a much narrower issue, but equally it has wide implications regarding the political climate in the Isle of Man.
And the requisition meeting, which Mr Smith has been invited to attend, will take place tonight. That's Monday, the 15th of August, at Baldrine Methodist Hall at 7.30. Manx Radio has approached Mr Smith for comment.
25 to 6 on update tonight. Ben McCree's just entering Douglas Inner Harbour. Were you rudely awoken this morning? Most people heard it. Some people felt it. Thunder was heard. Lightning struck the Isle of Man in the early hours. The details from William King.
That's the sound of thunder, recorded at 4.30 this morning near Pinehurst Glen in Douglas by Ali Swan.
The flash was that bright, I actually thought it had sort of hit my house. It was very scary, to be honest, and as I say, it was so close I didn't realise where it had hit until I watched the video afterwards. Pretty much been up since 4 o'clock this morning.
Some properties in Port Sodrick, Douglas and Foxdale were hit overnight. Fire crews responded to 9 incidents between 4 and 5am, whilst people in parts of Onchan and Douglas woke up to broken internet connections. The storm followed days of unbroken sunshine and temperatures reaching 27.9 degrees C, the highest temperature ever recorded in August on the island. Forecaster Andy Roberts told me storms following heat is to be expected.
We get the thunderstorms, it's really, you need a combination of heat and moisture. Obviously we've had the heat over the last few days. We often see a thundery breakdown when the hot air has been displaced, moved away by some cooler, moister air, usually coming in off the Atlantic. It's really the mixture of the hot air, the moisture mixing in with it, so that starts some deep convection going in the atmosphere, some very deep convection right really up to the top of the atmosphere. Some big shower clouds, the things that we call cumulonimbus, and that's what gives us the thunderstorms.
What does that mean going forwards? Will we get more?
Well, we've obviously seen a change of type of weather now. The very high temperatures up into the mid-high 20s a few days ago. It is noticeably cooler today. We're looking at temperatures only about 20, 21 at best. So we've seen a change in type of air, really. It is still quite warm. There is still a risk of some thunderstorms over the next few days, but I think the main risk period is gone now. The next few days, through the rest of this week, it's rather more unsettled. A risk of some showers. I think the thunderstorm risk, though, from now on is probably quite low.
Are we going to see any more really hot weather again?
Hopefully.
The Isle of Man in 30 minutes. Update on Manx Radio with Andy Wint.
Pastor Mike, good evening. Public Health Isle of Man's messaging explaining the symptoms of monkeypox was on display in the Portaloos at last weekend's Pride Festival. And whilst we've had no confirmed cases on the Isle of Man, most reported cases in the UK so far have been among men who have sex with men. The Interim Director of Public Health, Professor Hugo Van Worden.
The UK government did send out a small supply of vaccine to the island, so we've got it there should we need it. If we had a case, we would offer individual and maybe some people who had contact with them the vaccine. The other bit that we want to move forward with is what's called, you know, pre-exposure vaccine use. There's work going on to identify a larger group of people who would potentially benefit from that, and trying to say, reach out to these folk and say, would you be interested in a vaccine if we could offer it? It's a smallpox vaccine, you know, rather than a pure monkeypox vaccine, but it works well in this context. 2 doses over a period of time. So one of the things we've thought is, do we just hold on the small supply that we've got for a situation where we have that, a case, or staff who might be treating a case, or do we actually start using what we've got to give it to the group who might be at highest risk? So that's a conversation that's going on as well.
A strategy is being developed in case we do have an outbreak of monkeypox here on the island, as the Director of Public Health explained.
There's a working group across, you know, that Manx Care, ourselves, different parts of the civil service that meet on a regular basis to oversee monkeypox as a topic. And then within Manx Care, who obviously have to do a lot of the more practical stuff, they have a working group as well. There's been a huge amount of learning about monkeypox over the last few months. We get daily situation reports from the UK, and we link with what's happening in the UK Health Security Agency around the emerging situation on that as well.
People who claim benefits on the island will receive £300 in October to help towards rising energy bills. It's part of a support package from the Manx government, which will also see those receiving full-rate child benefit handed the same amount. Here's the Treasury Minister, Dr. Alex Allenson.
The council ministers completely understand the amount of anxiety of people as we head into a winter with a very high inflation, but also the pressures on energy prices. What we are doing is putting together an entire package of financial support and other forms of support for people going into the winter, which won't just target those who are seen as vulnerable now and are on benefits now, but will also address other people, particularly pensioners, particularly those with disabilities, but also looking at people on perhaps low or medium incomes who may also be feeling inflationary pressures, to make sure we can support all those people in our population in one way or another who are affected by these changes.
How aware is government of the severity of this situation to so many people here on this island? People are terrified.
You're quite right. There's a lot of fear and anxiety about these, but the inflationary pressures that we're seeing are affecting just about every individual in their own unique way. We know that some people who are dependent on heating their homes have been affected by the increase in Manx gas prices, for instance. Other people may be affected by other prices, particularly fuel, if they need to travel a long distance to work. Other people are being affected by the increased cost of food prices. And so what we need to do with this very complex situation is address all these different pressures that are affecting individuals. We will do that initially through targeted support, but also looking at a range of other measures we can take, both to enable people to reduce their energy demands, but also look at other ways that we can help them get through the winter and develop a further economic package as we go into the beginning of next year as part of our commitments to the Island Plan and also the economic strategy.
Sea Watch with the Isle of Man Steam Packet Company.
Mothership Ben McCree departed Tahitian at 2:09. She's safely on the link span in Douglas Harbour at the moment, and will be departing this evening at 7:45 for Heysham, getting there about 11:30. The overnight departure, 2:15, back to Douglas tomorrow morning at 6 o'clock. Mananan departed Douglas at 4:03. It was a delayed departure due to earlier congestion in the River Mersey on the way over. She'll be departing Liverpool at 7:15, arriving in Douglas at 10 o'clock tonight. Tomorrow morning's departures, Mananan departs at 7:30 for Liverpool, and the Ben McCree heads for Heysham at 8:45.
Follow the Steam Packet on Twitter for the latest sailing information.
Thursday is A-level results day, which means many students will find out if they've got into their chosen universities. The Education Minister, Julie Edge MHK, says support will be available for those who are disappointed.
We've got around 1,400 students expecting to receive their results, and it is the first time since 2019 that students in Isle of Man schools and the UK have sat a full set of summer exams.
Now, sadly, not everybody will get the results that they're hoping for. In that case, what kind of provision is there for them to get some extra help?
So we have set up signpost hubs around the island. So there's Ramsey, UCM, Job Centre, Peel and Port Erin, and they're drop-in sessions for students who've, you know, they've decided they've finished their education at this point to move on to further training options or employment. So they're operating between the 18th of August and the 2nd of September.
And I presume you'll be expecting a reasonably large take-up for this service.
Well, you know, it is down to the individual student and what they wish to do following their results. Not everybody goes off to university, so they'll be really useful for the students that, you know, aren't considering university. And it provides them with opportunity to discuss other pathways that they can study on island to get further qualifications. You know, they can go into the workplace and study in the evenings. So, you know, they're certainly available to them. And, you know, if anybody is unsure, it's well worth dropping into those sessions.
Manx Radio Business Briefing.
at 16 minutes before 6, leading the FTSE 100 risers today, RS Group, formerly known as Electra Components, amid speculation in the Times over the weekend of a possible £15 a share bid approach. The group, which sources and distributes electronic components, was trading at 813p a share barely 2 months ago, but rallied strongly over the summer. The talk is that RS has asked advisors to keep an eye for any suitors. However, the £15 a share offer, if it did materialise, might make shareholders think twice, particularly in light of a strong protest vote over boardroom remuneration at a recent annual meeting. Soaring prices and supply issues are making it difficult for some car manufacturers in Europe and America to source materials to power electric cars. The price of lithium carbonate reached record levels in April of this year, and it's still 8 times what it was at the start of 2021. Plus, Western manufacturers are competing with China, which monopolizes the market. Currently, 85 to 90% of all materials that go into batteries come from China, a UBS analyst told the Financial Times.
The Stock Market Report, brought to you by Ramsey Crookall.
UK and European markets slightly higher but struggling to build on a positive trend seen at the close of trading last week. The US dollar rose while the yuan weakened following a People's Bank of China surprise rate cut. Oil fell on demand fears as disappointing Chinese economic data renewed global recession concerns. And gold slid as the dollar strengthened as investors turned cautious in the run-up to the minutes of the previous US Fed policy meeting. The numbers now at the close in London, the FTSE 100 was up just over a tenth of a percent at 7,509. Ramsey Crookall reporting the DAX in Frankfurt closed up just over a tenth of a percent at 13,812. Currently, New York City, the trading day rolls on. Dow Jones fractionally down just over 0.05 of a percent at 33,743. The NASDAQ Tech Stocks Index fractionally up at 13,049. And the S&P 500 down almost 0.2% at 4,273. But the day is young in the United States. In the exchange markets, the British pound sterling is trading at $1.20.8, €1.18.6, and 19 South African rand, 83.8. And finally, in commodities, gold is currently down 1.25% at $1,779 per troy ounce, and a barrel of Brent crude down just over 3.5% at $94.26.
You've got an investment plan?
Yeah, Mike set it up.
But don't you need loads of money to do that?
Not this one. It's called Shearwater from Ramsey Crookall, and you pay in monthly as little as £100. So it's like saving regularly, really helping us invest in the future. For a house, well, the kids' education.
£100 a month? I could easily do that.
You should. The sooner you start, the better.
Invest in your future with as little as £100 a month. Shearwater from Ramsey Crookall, the island's investment specialist for 75 years. Call 717171 or visit ramseycrookall.com. Licensed and regulated by the Isle of Man Financial Services Authority.
This is the most listened to Isle of Man news source. And Manx Radio's update is the Isle of Man's most downloaded news podcast.
Faster by, good evening. It's 12 minutes before 6. Thanks for dropping by this evening. Manx actor and star of Netflix series Heartstopper, Joe Locke, has called on Manx politicians to change the law to allow gay men to donate blood. In a video message for the Pride Festival last weekend, he said the Isle of Man has moved towards acceptance over the last 30 years, but it needs to go further.
Pride started as a protest from all around the world, brave people standing up to oppression. Brave people like our own Alan Shea, who protested directly to Timwald in 1991 against their archaic laws still making homosexuality illegal, 25 years after the UK changed their laws. He stood up for justice in a time when our own politicians within Timwald were openly homophobic. A quick read of Timwald Hansard from the early 1990s exposes the rife homophobia within Timwald, with only Hazel Hannon and Alan Bell bravely fighting for LGBTQ rights in a room otherwise filled with bigots. One thing said by one of the bigots, Mrs. Delaney, was right though. She said, "What they want, and they do not hide this, is for homosexuality to be treated just the same as heterosexuality. They want it to be taught in the schools. They want it to be recognised in the form of homosexual marriages. This is their aim." And I'd say, "Yes, Mrs. Delaney, that was our aim. And that's what we got." The island has come so far in the last 30 years, legalising same-sex marriage in 2016, and in 2021, banning conversion therapy for all LGBT people, something the UK government has failed and is failing to do. But there is still work to be done. The Isle of Man to this day does not allow gay men to donate blood, an archaic rule that was placed into force during the height of the AIDS pandemic. These rules have slowly changed in the UK since then, allowing gay men to donate blood under certain rules, but not on the island. In 2014, a consultation into changing the rules was launched, with the outcome being that the policy was under review. This was 6 years ago, and nothing has changed. I call upon the Manx government and our politicians within Timwald to change this archaic law and bring the island one step closer on its journey to acceptance.
Manx Radio Sport, driven by Rex Motor Company. Find your dream car by visiting rexmotorcompany.in today or find us on Facebook.
Fastamai, William King.
Fastamai, good evening. Christian Varley won the Microgaming Isle of Man Marathon this weekend in a time of 2 hours, 40 minutes and 11 seconds. He finished more than 11 minutes behind his Manx Fell Runners teammate Sean McKenty, who came second with a time of 2 hours, 51 minutes and 59 seconds. Kelly Butler was the first woman to finish, placing 17th overall, with a time of 3 hours, 18 minutes and 59 seconds. The half marathon was won by Corin Leeming in a time of 1 hour, 11 minutes and 50 seconds. Manx motorcycle rider Nathan Harrison has branded Thruxton his new favourite short circuit. He placed 20th in two races during his first time at the Hampshire meet. On social media, Nathan described how during the second race he was riding in 19th place with the 18th rider in sight. But in his own words, whilst attempting to reach the bike in 18th, Nathan got giddy and cost himself 19th. Nathan says he had a smile on his face all the way round. He's now looking forward to the Manx Grand Prix, which gets underway in less than a week. The first qualifying session is on Sunday, with practices through the afternoon for newcomers, senior and classic superbike, junior lightweight and classic senior. On Friday morning, the electronic red flag system is going to be tested. Organisers say if you see any of the large red squares around the course light up, you won't need to take any action. The top 20 start lists for the races have been released. Leading away the senior will be Stephen Smith on a Kawasaki. In the senior classic race, John McGuinness will be on pole on his 500 pattern. Last time's senior and junior winner Nathan Harrison will be starting the senior classic race in 18th.
Manx Radio Travel, driven by Quayside Tyres and Service Centre.
8 minutes before six, the 5:25 Logan Air from Manchester won't be in until 6 o'clock tonight. The 25 past five EasyJet from Liverpool in slightly ahead of time. Next inbound is the 5:28 Logan Air from Liverpool, returning patient transfer plane scheduled on time. The 5:08 Logan Air from London City on time. And EasyJet's 8:35 not expected to be landing before 10 to 10 tonight. Departing this evening, it's the 5:55 EasyJet to Liverpool on time. 6 o'clock Logan Air patient transfer plane showing on time. EasyJet's 9:05 heading back to Gatwick obviously will be late because of that late inbound. On the roads, Devonshire Road Douglas is closed for emergency gas repairs between Alexander Drive and Devonshire Crescent. There's access for residents from the bottom of Devonshire Road and temporary lights at the Alexander Drive junction. Temporary lights on Falcon Cliff Junction 24 hours a day. They're doing some trench work. And in Port St Mary, temporary lights on Queen's Road for resurfacing. In Port Erin, temporary lights on Bradder Road near the turn for Bradder Glen. They're mending some sewers there. In Ramsey, temporary lights on the Jerby Road near the Gary Ford turn off for resurfacing. And also wall maintenance work in Lower Foxdale with some temporary lights there. The mountain roads closed tonight between 6:15 and 10:15 between Ramsey Hairpin and the Craig for MGP preparation work. And of course, Castle Street in Castletown, one way northbound for building work to the 10th of April next year.
Massimo Tyres, budget tyres priced to keep your vehicle safe and legal. Only available at Quayside.
And indeed, while Manx Radio has been on the air this evening, we have had a word from the government, the response to Joe Locke's comments about gay men being able to give blood. The government's said that work is underway to change the Isle of Man's blood donor selection criteria. In future, donors will not be asked about their sexuality, and men who have sex with men would no longer be automatically prevented from giving blood. We'll have more news on Manx Radio on that story. The owner of an independent Ramsay business believes more regeneration work could bring more people into Royal Ramsay. Claire Hewitton runs the crafts and gift shop, Shalee.
It is quite large, yes. All over the island, I would say. There's so many talented people. Snaefell soap, I stock those in the shop. The building over the road, you can see the florist looks amazing. That is great. And people come to Ramsay to take photographs of that now. So it's bringing people into Ramsay, which is wonderful.
Now, Ramsay, of course, is famous for having so many independent businesses, but it's also a very closely knit community. What was the attraction when you first came to Ramsay?
The attraction was the range of independent shops and cafes rather than the high street chains. We're all unique and we all offer lots of variety for shoppers. So that's the great thing about Ramsay.
Now, obviously, nowhere's perfect. If you're a visitor coming to Ramsay, looking through a visitor's eyes, what would you think you would like to change or improve, maybe?
I think the regeneration work around the courthouse, although it took a long time to complete, looks really neat and spurred lots of businesses to smarten up their premises to make an attractive open space. Visitors, the feedback I get is that the visitors would like this end of the street smartened up. It would be really nice if that investment could come along to the remainder of Parliament Street. Sadly, there's a number of empty or demolished premises that really need smartening up, and that's the feedback I get from visitors.
That's it for Update Tonight, compiled from the resources of Manx Radio's news department. Thanks to newsreader Simon Richardson, producer William King. And if you're listening to this update as a podcast anywhere in the world, any time of day or night, thank you for making Update the Isle of Man's most listened to, most subscribed to news podcast. Stick around after the news at 6. Phil Gorn's on with Agenda. Greatest Hits at 6:30. Ian Cottier with Time for Brass at 9. And After Hours tonight at 10 o'clock with Rhiann Evans. In the meantime, make the most of the rest of your Monday. I'm Andy Wint. Back tomorrow at 5:30.
WINT.